All right, I'm sure you've seen the ads for Relativity.
All over the place.
They're everywhere. This is the show about Albert Einstein and maybe some things you didn't know about Albert Einstein. Two of the stars of Relativity, which is playing at the North Light Theater in Skokie, join us right now. Mike Nussbaum and Ann Whitney, two of the biggest stars of Chicago stage, are here with us in the studio. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Nice to be with you.
I just said this to you, but I will say it again. The show's incredible. You really sit there and you totally forget that you're watching actors portraying these roles. You feel like you're in Albert Einstein's study. You feel like you're watching Albert Einstein. What a testament to the job the two of you do.
What a wonderful thing to say to an actor.
Oh, I mean it.
Einstein.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Did you get the role because you look like him pretty much?
No, I got the role because the playwright, Marc St. Germain, had written a play about 10 years earlier about Freud.
Yeah.
And I played Freud for him here in Chicago. And he liked what I did, and so he sent me a copy of the original script for Einstein, which I turned over to B.J. Jones at Northlight, and here we are.
Not a bad resume. Sigmund Freud, Albert Einstein.
Well,
mess around.
Yeah.
So if Marc St. Germain writes a play about Michael Jackson, you will get the part.
Yes.
It's a given.
No, I think I have limits.
Well, none of them are visible when you watch the show. Now, here's what I have to ask, and I want to be very delicate about this.
I'm 93 years
old. Well, that's one of the things I want to be delicate about. You're 93 years old, so for a lot of us, as we get older, memorizing things becomes a little bit of a challenge. You're on stage, Mike, for over an hour nonstop. How in the world do you pull that off? How do you memorize the script?
Hard work. I spent at least 6 weeks of an hour a day, at least an hour a day, memorizing the script before we went into rehearsal. And fortunately, when we did go into rehearsal, Catherine Keberline, who is the other actress in the show, she was also off book. So the two of us spent our time rehearsing rather than learning the lines. And it made an enormous difference. I check the script every day before we go on.
Do you?
Yeah, just to be sure that I...
Wow.
I guess, though, if you learn the lines first, then you really can't experience the play. So you did all the hard work up front.
Well, that is the hard... That's the grunt work.
I can't remember anything. I really can't.
Well, at my age, I don't remember anything either. I don't remember names. I'll walk out of this room and I'll say, oh, Bill who?
You know, it's interesting because BJ was very pleased that everybody was off book, as they say. But still, when we'd have a rehearsal, very often, we would start the day, at Mike's request, doing a line run with the assistant stage manager.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go through the whole play. And another thing I think I've learned from you is that whenever she would give him a line, if he got stuck, she'd give him the line, but he'd always go back to the line before that and say that, and then what he didn't remember.
Right.
And I thought, that is so smart, because I have a tiny little intense part.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have to say things that are so off the wall.
Yeah.
That, like my German phrases... And it's easier if you say to yourself the line that came before.
Sure.
And then move into it. So that's another thing I've learned from Mike Nussbaum.
That makes sense, yeah.
The College of Mike Nussbaum.
What happens if you forget? Yeah. Do you just whip out a Farfignugen or something with the German words?
Well, there's one word that I have to be sure that I say in German. But it's so much easier if you say all the other ones that go around it.
Yeah.
And they wrote it all out phonetically for me.
Oh.
So that was... easier.
But every now and then she does come up with some strange un-German words.
I say the word I have to say, and then it's sort of like balalaika, balalaika, balalaika.
Then it works.
Yeah.
But you see, that happens to be, for me, one of the exciting things about theater, the live theater. When you go up and you don't know what the next line is, the adrenaline rush that hits you is as if you were climbing Everest.
Right.
And it is so exciting. And the ability then to vamp, to make up words until you get back to where you should be, is one of the absolute joys of live theater for the actor.
It's so much fun to see both of you feeding off the energy of the audience. And I've seen other actors do this, but I could just tell the reaction you would both get. It makes you work harder, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's not that it makes you work harder. It makes the work easier, in a sense, that when you realize the audience is there with you and listening and participating, that's a great joy of acting.
Now, we all feel like we know a little something about Albert Einstein. What are we going to find out in this play that we may not have known before without a lot of spoilers?
Einstein was a man who did not treat his family properly and who played around. He was a
cad?
A cad, yes, he was, all those things. But we have to remember that this is a fictional Einstein we're watching. This is Marc St. Germain's idea of Einstein. He doesn't make any pretenses about being absolutely accurate. And that's another part of the fun. That means I can do Marc St. Germain's Einstein and not worry about being the real Einstein, whoever that was.
Although when you're sitting there watching it to the audience, you are the real Einstein. I sat there for over an hour believing I was watching Albert Einstein. That's not easy to do. I love the fact that Einstein, the smartest man probably in the world at the time, can't figure out how that bird thing works that keeps dipping into the liquid. You know, you've seen those in gift shops.
I should have brought you a dippy bird.
Oh, I love the dippy bird. And I kept thinking, I bet that's the kind of thing that would perplex him to no end, just going, why can I figure out the theory of relativity, but that bird just stymies me?
Yeah. It's fun. It's a grand idea of St. Germain's to come up with that.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. And this is tough for me. The character you play isn't the most likable person by far. There's a lot about her that is just unlikable, and yet you can't wait for your character to come back and get that minute in here and that minute in there. How do you pull that off?
She's so devoted to Einstein and to keeping him safe from people that will bother him and interrupt his work. And she was a real person, Miss Dukas. She was not at all like my Miss Dukas, apparently.
What are the differences?
Well, she was very, I think, from what I've read about her, she was rather subdued, but she was always there. So when he would travel, she would go with him and take care of all of the details and stuff. But she was kind of a quiet person.
Yeah.
I don't think she was yelling at a lot of people, quacking.
Your version does.
Yeah.
Your version does every once in a while.
Yeah. We had a guy at the talkback last week who is related to the original Miss Dukas.
Really?
And who made the comment that she was a much nicer person as displayed on stage.
I wasn't at all insulted. I didn't get to meet this person, though. Oh. You know, I thought it was interesting, Mike, maybe you did too, that we did oh, well, you weren't there, you little naughty boy. You were slept in or something.
That's what I hear about Einstein, little naughty boy.
We did what's called a student matinee at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
How can that be? What does matinee actually mean? It means afternoon.
Right.
Anyway, so we're there, and it turns out that most of the students were like eighth graders. And so they got quite a talk about how to behave at the theater.
Yeah.
And don't interrupt and don't talk to each other. And I think the kids took that to mean don't make any noise.
Oh.
So there were no laughs. Nothing.
They didn't want to misbehave at all.
It was like crickets for an hour. But then when we were all done, they leaped to their feet and they had questions, you know.
Really?
They were sort of interesting.
You know, I have two kids that have ADHD, therefore I have been diagnosed with ADHD, and that's what you hear all the time is Albert Einstein was the one person who did it all yet had ADHD. Any thoughts on that?
I don't.
What do you think about Albert Einstein? Forgetful.
Einstein says that imagination in the play, imagination is everything. To bring an idea to life right in front of you. And that's what he did. He used to do mind experiments. He was not a great mathematician. And all of his experiments were thought experiments. He couldn't write an equation that would lead him to the answers. He had to think about the problems and how to solve them mentally. And he used to keep sending, what's the name of the, see my memory.
That's all right.
What's the name of the guy who was a colleague, yes?
Niels Bohr?
Niels Bohr.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He used to send Niels Bohr thought experiments, trying to make Niels Bohr recognize that there was something wrong with his theory.
Right.
And Niels Bohr would spend weeks sometimes trying to solve those mind experiments. He always did, so quantum theory is a fact that Einstein just did not want to accept.
I don't know if it's in your portrayal or if it's in the writing or if it's just the way Albert Einstein was, but his interaction with both of the other characters in the play is very much like a chess match. That's the way I kept, as I was watching the play.
Yes, yes.
It's approached like a chess match almost.
That's a wonderful picture of what it is, I think, that we're doing.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're here with two of the stars of Relativity, which is playing now at the Northlight Theater in Skokie. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. Northlight.org. A very enjoyable evening or morning of theater if you want to get up at 10:30 again. Either way, we'll take a quick break and then continue next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN along with two of the stars of Relativity, a great, great show playing at the Northlight Theater in Skokie. Northlight.org is your website for ticket information. Mike Nussbaum, who plays Albert Einstein, and Ann Whitney, who plays his housekeeper, Helen, are here. Mike, there's no reason in the world you would remember this, but about 25 to 30 years ago, I sat next to you on an airplane. You were going to California because you were going to play Pops in a TV version of Archie.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah, I almost was famous because I thought for sure that Pops would be a huge hit.
Yep.
I mean, the Archie
the TV
series.
Show.
And it was a musical series.
Yeah.
And we filmed a two-hour pilot that ran, but was a flop. It was never picked up. So my hopes of fame and fortune disappeared.
Well, what I got out of
but
it
I
was...
But I do not remember that you were...
There's no reason you should remember, but here's what I got out of it. You really warned me. I had only been to Los Angeles a couple of times, and you said to me, it's a very shiny coin. You have to be very careful which pocket you put it in. And I didn't know what that meant until I got there and really lived it. And that is how Hollywood is.
I don't
is.
Remember being that clever.
You were. Believe me, you were. And you and I have discussed this in the past. Your brother is a guy who, if you're a fan of television, will certainly know and recognize. Your brother is McLean Stevenson.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a great brother and a great friend, and we were on the phone together at least once a week, and finding out all the little naughty corners in each other's lives.
Really.
and I still miss him something awful.
Oh, he was so much fun to watch, not just on MASH, but I told you. Mm-hmm. He would sometimes fill in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show as guest host, and I always thought he did a magnificent job.
Yeah, I thought that he would be great doing that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I watched MASH last night for about 3 hours.
Wow.
And I did not know that McLean Stevenson was your brother.
Well, see, there's one surprise after another.
I will enjoy it even more. I love that movie.
That's true.
He was so good on it. You say he regretted when he left the show.
When
he was on for 3 years.
That was the worst mistake he ever made in his life.
Oh.
That particular episode, when, spoiler alert, he passes away, it was before we had a VCR, and my cousin Susie was a teacher and had some conference that night. So I was there with my little tape recorder holding it up to the TV speaker so I could play it back for her, because that was such an unbelievable moment.
They didn't tell.
The cast.
And apparently there was somebody dropped one of the instruments. It was just this clunk.
One of the nurses, I think, did, right?
Yeah, just because she was so undone.
Yeah.
So
a brilliant masterstroke to not tell the cast to get a true reaction on camera.
Yes, exactly.
Mike, after all these years in theater, was there a role that eluded you, something you always wanted to play and for one reason or another never got to?
As a matter of fact, there was. Captain Shotover in Shaw's, whatever the name of the play is. Don't ask me for names.
That's all right.
I had the chance to play it in Chicago And I had to turn it down because I had committed to another play, which always happens. Whenever you sign up to do a play, you invariably get an offer for something more money and more prestige or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's easy to just keep your word.
Yep, sure.
It's better to do that as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, Einstein, he had a messy desk, didn't he? Please say he did, because I have a messy desk.
He had a very messy desk.
All right. And
oh,
look,
yes.
He wasn't a slouch.
No, he was no slouch.
No, no slouch.
But he was probably a slob.
Well, the legend on him always was that he didn't tie his shoes, that he didn't find that important. Is that true?
And he didn't wear socks.
Right.
Because that was a waste of time.
Yeah.
He had
Dukas
more important things to do than to put on socks.
So can I tell you a couple of things? I'm interrupting, yeah. I'm sure.
No, you're fine.
Kosher. There are things that I've learned from Magnus Bem that have nothing to do with theater, but that I'm so grateful.
Like what? What did you learn from Mike?
I was going to have some hot tea.
Yeah.
And there were, you know, I went in the green room and there are all these pots that aren't hooked up and stuff. So somebody said, well, you know, there's a hot water spigot on the water fountain.
Yeah.
In the hall. So I went out there and I find the red thing and I'm pushing it down and pushing it down like you do the blue one and nothing's happening. Mike comes along and says, no, you have to push it in.
Yeah.
And then push it down. So that, I never knew that.
Well, the problem is you're not old enough. You don't have the experience.
Well, and then, what was the other thing I found out from you? I hear a lot of new warm-ups, vocal warm-ups, that I knew I now do in my car.
I have a warm-up in which I go, remember the money, remember the money, remember the money. That's my warm-up. And there is a wonderful Chicago actor named Bill Norris who used to follow me by saying, it's never enough, it's never enough.
It's so true.
Yeah.
But it's so nice after all these years in theater and as a human being, you're still learning stuff, Ann.
I am. Oh, and another thing, in the elevator, there's a complicated kind of board on the elevator that gets you up from the basement where dressing rooms are to the outside world. And depending if you want to go into the lobby of our theater, you punch one button. And if you want to go to the, you know, back door of the stage door, you push another button. Yeah. And I'm in there pushing buttons. He's like the elevator operator they used to have at Marshall Field. What floor do you want, Ann?
Do either of you have something lined up after Relativity? Do you know what you're going to next?
I don't.
You do not?
And I'm looking for something.
Yeah.
Even as we speak.
I have a feeling you'll find something. You seem to be working fairly regularly. And how about you? Is there something you have planned next?
No, not for sure. So
now, you told me after the show that you're considering at some point
retiring,
hanging your hat up. Yes. And I said to you, you're way too good. You don't want to do that.
Really,
have you rethought this?
Or trying to remember what you said. That's making me. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's funny because I do get tired.
Yeah.
I am 86, though. I'm, what is that, 8 years younger than you? That's still a heck of a...
Seven.
You two are quite an inspiration.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
And so sometimes the aches and pains, and, you know, and I keep wanting to take a nap and sleep late and don't do anything else.
If you nap during the show, the audience feels it's an imposition, that you can't be sleeping
that
during the show.
Be, yeah.
So.
But the challenge of doing it eight times a week, the challenge of getting up the energy to do it.
It's a grind, isn't it?
Is what keeps me going, I think. And I think it's important. I will continue to work for as long as people ask me to work.
Good.
See, that's another thing he's just taught me. He and you both.
Don't give up.
Keep
doing it. The show's magnificent. It's Relativity. It's playing at the Northlight Theater in Skokie. Just extended an extra week. That's very good news.
Right. Through June 25th.
Yep. Excellent news. That's at northlight.org. All your ticket information is there. Mike Nussbaum does an incredible job as Albert Einstein, and Ann Whitney an equally incredible job as Helen, his housekeeper. Thanks, guys. It was great having you on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This was really fun.
Good. I'm glad you guys loved it. We'll take a quick break. News is next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.